Hello and welcome to our third episode of our podcast Datenhappen, the podcast of the research group Data-Driven Business Model Innovations of the Weizenbaum Institute. As you can tell, today we have a special episode in English. We will be talking to the Berlin startup Status to gain an insight on the subject of synthetic data. My name is Anna Burgueño and I will guide you through today's podcast. I hope you will enjoy this episode. Before we start talking about Status, I would like to talk to you a little bit about why synthetic data could be relevant. You maybe have heard about the current problems related to gender and racial biases in datasets, especially in regards to algorithms or machine learning softwares. Synthetic data could maybe tackle this issue or offer an interesting solution. But what exactly is synthetic data? Can synthetic data enable innovation? And which industries are using and could use this type of data? In order to answer these questions, I spoke with two co-workers from Status, Melissa Jouimont and Beatrice Millick. Status is a Berlin-based company that developed a synthetic data privacy technology to help enterprises safeguard customer privacy while getting insights from data for research, business development, and decision-making. So let's jump into the interview. Hello, Melissa and Beatrice. Thank you very much for having us today. Both of you work in Status as professional services consultants. This means that you work closely with the different customers. I would like to talk more about that in a second. But let's start with the definition of synthetic data. Beatrice, can you maybe explain what synthetic data is?
A good example for synthetic data are the deepfakes that you are probably familiar with because they have become quite popular in recent days. If you're looking for example, you can, for instance, go to the website thispersondoesnotexist.com and see photos of people that look real but are in fact not real. They are generated by some artificial intelligence models. Mm-hmm. It is quite scary, I would say. But to give more information, the technology behind synthetic data relies on some artificial intelligence, or more specifically, some deep learning models, which learn the properties of an original data set and recreate these properties in a new data set that, again, looks like the real one, but in fact is fake.
Very interesting. Maybe let's move on to the next question. I would have a question for you, Melissa. How are customers using their data, and also what are currently the biggest challenges, but also potentials in regards to their data usage?
Our customers are typically big organizations that collect tremendous amounts of data, among which there is sensitive data. So generally the sensitive data, it's about people, but it's not always about people. It can be about companies. So our customer can be any company as long as they're striving for innovation via data. But these organizations, they have a lot of challenges in doing this. And I would like to point out two aspects. So the first one is the technical resources. So I'm talking here about softwares, algorithms, computing powers. They're very active. So there are new things there every day, which makes many things to master. And of course, you also have the people who will have to master these techniques, these domains. It's also difficult to find them. So that's one challenge that the organizations have. Another challenge resides in the data itself. So you will have quality you have to pay attention to. Oftentimes, you also have to pay attention to quantity to be able to address some issues. But the first thing is that before being able to look at the quality, to look at the quantity, to use the technique, you have to be able to have access to the data. And that's where, as we've been saying, synthetic data as a form of anonymization plays a great part.
Mm-hmm. You already mentioned the innovative potential of synthetic data. Let's maybe talk about this. How does synthetic data support or drive innovation?
Yeah, that's a good question. So once the data is anonymized, because you can no longer pinpoint the data to real people, you can actually do almost anything you want with it. There are many possibilities, but for the sake of simplification, we can group them in three. So the first thing is you can move the data around. it might seem a bit strange, but that's actually like a huge blocker remover here, because the first thing is that you can actually fluidify access for other employees in the company. For instance, for your analysts, we need a lot of data, but we do not have the clearance for privacy as they are not customer facing. So you free the access for them, for these people first. Mm-hmm. And then you also overcome, you know, the technical resource part that we talked about, like the challenge, because you can actually rely on third parties to master techniques for you. So you can rely on software vendors, you can rely on partners, and you can also, for instance, move your data to the cloud if you have like sensitive data and you were like on-premise and in secure environments. Oh, and also for me, this is the most important part, but this is longer term, is that you can even put in place open data. And for me, it's like the ultimate driver to data innovation, to be able to publish the data so that other people can have access to it. Another possibility would be to keep history. So GDPR asks of organizations to keep data about individuals for a minimal required of amount of time. And it's the same story. So since it's not about real people, you keep it for as long as you want, and you can mm-hmm. make for instance, like structural analysis, like analysis over 20 years, 30 years, if you have them, about your users. And the last possibility is create new data. So this is actually an intrinsic use case for synthetic data. The objective is to fill a lack of data. So you can, for instance, create non-existing scenarios, or for machine learning models, which are very data intensive techniques, you can create similar data to reach certain amount of data, or you can even create data to balance representativity in your data sets.
I also find the potential of synthetic data in creating open data very interesting and an important point. But back to you, Beatrice, my question would be, which industries are currently using synthetic data, and in which industries, in your opinion, will there be a greater benefit in the future?
So I think that synthetic data will eventually find an application in any industry that we can think of. But the highest adoption, based on our experience so far, is in industries like finance, insurance, healthcare, or automotive, for example. Mm-hmm. In finance, we've seen synthetic data used to improve fraud detection systems, since it enables financial institutions to detect fraud based on credit or debit card transactions from their customers without concerns around the privacy of their customers. On top of this, we've also seen synthetic data used to help fight fraud by simulating scenarios that do not exist in the real data. This is linked to the use case that my colleague Melissa just mentioned, the use case of augmenting real data by simulating scenarios to explore different modus operandi of the people committing the fraud. In other words, synthetic data can allow the financial players to be one step ahead of the fraudsters. In finance, synthetic data can help insurance combine data from different jurisdictions without privacy concerns to develop churn models with improved accuracy. In healthcare, hospitals and healthcare providers can make use of the synthetic data to do patient journey analysis without compromising on the privacy of their patients and without depending on the patient consent, that it's sometimes very challenging to get, and especially to specify all of the means that you will be using the data to do secondary analysis. This way, hospitals and healthcare providers can look at the journey of a patient and draw insights based on this data. And this results in improved healthcare services, reduced costs, and many other benefits. And if we think about healthcare again, another important use case for synthetic data is the ability to share the data for research. And a while ago, we at Statis collaborated with a startup called NewSense Lab that developed an app for people suffering from migraines. In this app, the users could submit information about their migraine episodes. And with the help of synthetic data, the startup could share the data that they collected through the app with other research group to facilitate studies in this field. And it was a very nice collaboration, and I think it helped a lot in the development of migraine research.
That was our episode on the subject of synthetic data. Thank you very much, Melissa and Beatrice, for the great interview. In the next episode, we will be talking to the startup Vitamin and focus on the fintech sector. The startup Vitamin offers investment apps specifically aimed at women. That's it from the research group Data-Driven Business Model Innovations of the Weizenbaum Institute for the Network Society. If you like this podcast, please share it with your friends and colleagues. You can find more on the topic on the website for the podcast episode. My name is Anna Burgueño. Thank you for listening. Goodbye, and until next time.